You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin State Patrol is conducting aerial enforcement off of Highway 29 in Shawano County today. From the air, it's much easier to spot drivers who are speeding or driving aggressively. And when a pilot sees a violation, they communicate it with ground-based units to start the traffic stop. And flash floods are usually the result of intense storms dropping large amounts of rain within a short amount of time. It could also happen when a storm stalls and stays stuck over the same area. These floods can occur with little or no warning and could reach full peak within just a few minutes. And it only takes 6 inches of water to knock you down, and with only 1 foot, it can float your car and carry it away.
Yeah, so we don't have an established standard on when to close the road, but if there's standing water, what we would do is we would reach out to our regional offices that maintain those roads and also work with State Patrol to determine if we need to close the road or not.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
What we do try to do is leave the road open if we can, just so people don't have to divert or go a different route. But really, if determined that there's a safety need, they will go ahead and close the highway.
It's a process, though, and could take some time with all of the moving parts at work. Closing ramps, setting up cones.
The law in Wisconsin is you should drive as fast as prudent, you know, mm-hmm. So if the conditions warrant driving slower, you really should drive slower. Otherwise, you can get a ticket for that. So if somebody does see a truck speeding by and they have concerns, they can call, you know, their local dispatch and report that.
Stopping and pulling over underneath an overpass is okay to do. Evers has said he wanted to get the budget done before making a decision about running again. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the data about what Wisconsinites think about this.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term. 55% say he should not. And 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap. 93% of Republicans no, 83% of Democrats yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
In 31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is offering free RFID identification tags for cattle and bison this summer. The DATCP has a limited supply of the RFID tags and expects them to be available until around late September. The tags were supplied by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They can be ordered in multiples of 1,000, and there is a 5,000 tag limit. Names have been released in the ongoing investigation of the double homicide and officer-involved shooting in Portage County. The 2 people who were killed by apparent gunshot wounds are 52-year-old Paula Schulfer and 53-year-old Dale Schulfer, and the suspect is their son, 35-year-old John Schulfer. All 3 lived in the home where the shootings occurred, and when it happened on Sunday night, there were also 2 children inside the house. They were thankfully located unharmed and released to a family member. The suspect, John, has been booked on charges of first-degree intentional homicide. He was shot by a Portage County deputy when he exited the home carrying a firearm on Sunday night. Schulfer was admitted to the hospital with serious injuries, and the Marathon County Sheriff's Department is leading the death investigations, and the Wood County Sheriff's Department will investigate the officer-involved shooting. When investigations are complete, the Portage County District Attorney's Office will review the case. And so there's a group in Wisconsin Rapids who have been protesting the Trump administration since the spring. Melissa Kay tells us more.
They gather on the East Riverview Expressway near Aspirus Hospital. One of the organizers said they had around 75 people that came out on Independence Day after President Trump signs what he calls the Big Beautiful Bill.
But a lot of people like me were really angry about the bill being signed. And there were a lot of discussions about that. And also, you know, what is it going to look like in a year on the next July 4th? Are we going to be celebrating or not?
Chris said many are worried about what will happen when people are kicked off Medicaid and other benefit programs. She said there were conversations around the implications of the tax cuts for the wealthy.
Mostly that we're giving these big tax breaks to the top 1%, and really that it's harmful to the middle class and poor people.
The effects of foreign aid on international relations may sound like a daunting title for a Tuesday night presentation at the local library, but Greg St. Arnold of Milwaukee brought a group of close to 30 people together with alacrity.
I want you to find somebody you don't know and just go introduce yourself and say hi. So let's stand up.
When Greg quieted the room, he asked everyone to say to each other, "Thank you for sharing your country with me." He said there are a few things in U.S. history that we can reflect on with pride. Some of those include the efforts we have historically made to improve conditions in other countries and our relationships with them as we all live on this one planet. The hour-long presentation covered Greg's journey from studying abroad in Kenya to working as a congressional staffer for Russ Feingold, teaching for 8 years in the U.S., to his work with the Jesuit Refugee Service in Africa, where he eventually became the Director of Education for JRS in multiple countries. His knowledge and experience with how foreign aid is utilized has given him unique insight into why it's important.
There's three reasons why we should all support foreign aid. Number one is that it makes us safer as Americans. Another way that it makes us safer is by stabilizing unstable situations or unstable areas.
Greg said the third reason is that if U.S. aid, funding, resources, and influence are lost, other countries will step in to fill the vacuum.
It was both smart strategically, and it was a good thing to do. It was the right thing to do for the United States to be engaged in kind of helping build and stabilize these types of places. And we've just kind of walked away from it.
What can we do now? Greg said talk to people about why foreign aid is good. Figure out their concerns, such as national security or growing markets worldwide, and how foreign aid helps those efforts. And support good programs. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News. Real news and great conversation.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! Ball game! Frelick scores! And the Brewers win! They sweep the Dodgers! Jackson Churio with his first career walk-off. And he makes a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man. Just the culture, man. Just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about two-thirds of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun. And there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first two installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, low right around 65. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.